is a literary publication for and by undergraduate students here at Queen's. We are open for submissions of creative and academic writing for our upcoming themed volume, Abundance. All subjects and styles are welcome, so long as they align with our theme, and we welcome creative and wide interpretation of that theme. Submissions should be short, sweet, and, as always, brilliant. To learn more, to read our past volumes, and to submit, head to our Instagram at QUQuilt. We can't wait to read your work. Love, Quilt.
Broadcasting 24/7, 365, you're listening to 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca, Kingston's only campus community radio station. Tune in for the best local programming.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC broadcast from Anishinaabe and Haudenosaunee territory. It is 6 p.m. on Wednesday, August 27th. Hi, I'm Skyler James, your host of Trail Mix, bringing you essential summer songs all season long. Now, if you're paying attention to the date, you would be correct in saying that the season is over. That's right. It is the season finale of Trail Mix 2025. This summer, these past 4 months have just absolutely sped by. This is my fourth year doing Trail Mix here, and I don't know, it seems like the quickest Trail Mix ever. I was looking back at the entire playlist the other day, and I don't know, it seems like the shortest playlist too, but it's the same length as all the other seasons. I don't know. I love Trail Mix. Hope you love Trail Mix as well, but I love making Trail Mix. And it is so crazy that we have reached the end. And I was trying to think of a vibe for this ending show right here. You know, what really encapsulates the summer. And then I was looking back at the last few weeks, and I've played a lot of rock this summer. Not as much pop as I have in recent years. I think that, you know, doing a radio show is very fun, and I love doing it. But one of my favorite aspects of it is this archive of my music taste that I have. Because, you know, Trail Mix, I like to play, you know, a mix so that everyone can get something out of it. But it really, you know, obviously reflects my music taste. So this summer has been a lot of rock, a lot of alternative pop, but not too much in the past couple of weeks of some more chill stuff and some more folk-inspired pop. And that is what I used to play a lot of on Trail Mix, especially last year. So I figured, you know, August is winding down. That like massive heat wave that we were in has finally broken. It's like not unbearable to be outside anymore. So we're gonna do a little bit of a chiller show. Not the whole show. Don't worry, we're gonna get amped up towards the end. It's the finale. I'm not gonna bring everyone down. But I had a bunch of these, you know, more folk-inspired pop slash rock songs that I just haven't been able to play because it hasn't fit anywhere with my like hard alternative rock that I've been playing this summer. So we're gonna get straight into it with a song that has come into my life over the past couple of years and has quickly became like the summer song for me, and I could not think of a better song to start the Trail Mix 2025 finale with than this. Alessi Brothers here, Seabird.
Even though I tell myself that road is closed, eyes. Watched you bring my world to an end. This heart could not accept and pretend.
Guess Who there with These Eyes, and you're listening to Trail Mix on CFRC 101.9 FM. During the summer, I'm very lucky to be able to live and work in Prince Edward County. Absolutely beautiful, picturesque location. Lots of farm fields, lots of trees, lots of lakes, beaches, you know the vibes. But this summer has been a bit different. I mean, it's been so hot and so dry that basically fall here in the county has kind of started like a month early. There's some trees down the road from where I live that are almost entirely bare. They've dropped basically all of their leaves. I saw someone a week ago raking their yard. It's August? I don't know. I used to be a giant fall lover, but I think, I don't know, as the years have gone by, I've liked fall less and less and less. I like spring and winter a lot, but fall, I don't know. I don't know. And the earliness to fall, especially here, has been very unsettling to me. And I think that that's why over the past couple of weeks of Trail Mix, I've tried to like not play like this sort of more chill music, because I'm like, no, summer's still here. You can't let it get away from me. But, you know, fall is coming early. Climate change is happening and is very real, and the grass is very brown. And so all I can do is hope for more rain to prolong this summer. We're going to continue on here with a song that I'm very surprised that I actually haven't played at all this year on Trail Mix, from an artist who's touring right now, but only in the US, and I am not crossing that border to go and see them, even though I really want to. The Mountain Goats here, Mobile.
Jonah went down to the docks dancer crashing through the curtain, and the plant grew, but it withered, it shriveled up and turned brown. I'm on a balcony in Mobile, Alabama, waiting for the wind to throw me down. Lord, if you want, keep me safe and warm. Send down the storm, send down the storm. Jonah was sure he heard voices, maybe just one voice, but real clear. Went the voice followed, sometimes hardly loud enough to hear. Shall I not spare the wise with the wicked? Hold back my wrath from this town. I am on a balcony in Mobile, Alabama, waiting for the wind to throw me down. May I address the foreman of the jury? Hold back your fury.
Breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the dance.
and Crofts, their Summer Breeze. And you're listening to Trail Mix on CFRC 101.9 FM. I don't know how much it comes across on the microphone, but I have basically completely lost my voice. And this is due to a couple days ago, me having gone seen My Chemical Romance in Toronto at the Rogers Centre. And I have been very excited about this concert for the entire summer. I've been looking forward to it. It's been like my light at the end of the tunnel when things have gotten rough. And I can say, sort of hands down, it is one of the best concerts I have ever been to. I'm born in 2003, so a bit young to be a My Chem fan in their prime, considering the Black Parade came out in 2006. So I've never been able to see them. And the Black Parade is one of my favorite albums of all time. And the tour that they did was Long Live the Black Parade. So they performed the Black Parade in full with this whole theatrical show with all this like lore and stuff. And I love a theatrical show. And it was so, so amazing. And then they come on and they do like an act two, which is basically a second set where they are not in any of the lore. They're just My Chemical Romance. They're not this fantasy band, the Black Parade, and they perform other songs from their other albums. And they have an album from 2011 called Danger Days. Not a lot of people really like this album. Very controversial when it came out. You know, emo rock band My Chemical Romance releasing a not emo, kind of positive alt rock slash kind of pop album. It was very controversial. Not a lot of people liked it. I love this album. They performed four songs off of Danger Days, including Summertime, which if you're a big Trail Mix fan, you know is a Trail Mix staple. My Chemical Romance is Summertime. And so I don't know. It was just one of the best concerts I've ever been to in my entire life. All my friends and I dressed up. It was like an emo dream. There's so many people wearing black. The like crowds outside, it was just black t-shirts for miles. And oh, I don't know. I can't understate how absolutely fantastic it was. It was one of the best nights of my entire life. And I don't like stadium tours or like arena tours that much. I don't know why. I just, you know, I found that small venues are, I don't know, you get a lot more out of small venues. But this, I think, has completely turned me around on stadium tours. And I found a joy in stadium tours that I haven't really had before, other than a few times that I've seen 21 Pilots. So anyways, very, very happy with my experience. If anyone out there is listening from the United States, they still have a few more tour dates left. I had to say all that because I've just been so excited. It's been way on my mind. Not playing My Chemical Romance now. Sorry to disappoint you if you were looking forward to this story morphing into something, but I've played too much My Chemical Romance on Trail Mix this summer. But don't worry, I'll be here in the fall to play you lots of emo rock on my next show. More on that later, actually. We're going to continue on with the soft, chill summer vibes. A sort of new song from a Canadian band, but this is a song that they've released that is now has a new feature on it. So I'm counting it as new, because there's a new feature. So it's a new song. Wild Rivers featuring Alan Stone here. Anyways, I love you.
How can you stand how it's shaking out when you're miles away on the side of the couch? Two stubborn flames in a paper house. You know just what to say that'll get to me. Just down and done. We go too far when we should bide our time.
love you anyways. I love you anyways. I love you.
I love you anyways. We both have made some mistakes, and it is what it is, 'cause we're stuck in our ways. But there's nothing about you I change, 'cause the things that I love and the things that I hate are mostly just the same.
Monica there, Ocean Blue, and you're listening to Trail Mix on CFRC 101.9 FM. That is actually off of the Hunt for the Wilder People soundtrack, which is a movie by Taika Waititi, one of my favorite movies ever. And I was listening to the soundtrack for that movie the other day because it's such, like, just good vibes. It's such a good vibe soundtrack, and it's such a good vibe movie. And that song, I was like, perfect Trail Mix song right there. Since this is the last episode of Trail Mix for 2025, I know, so sad. That means that we now have a completed Trail Mix playlist. If you don't know about the Trail Mix playlist, what are you doing? I have an Apple Music playlist that I dump every show's set list into for your listening pleasure. I listen to my Trail Mix playlist all of the time. Some of the past year ones are really like a time machine because they go all the way back to 2022. They go all the way back to 2022. So it does really feel like a time machine, but I listen to them in the winter when I need my spirits lifted and when I want it to not feel like the winter. You know the vibes. Anyways, CFRC.ca. You can find my program on the schedule on my program page. All of the links are there. And if you're listening to this in the future and my program has changed names, don't worry. The Trail Mix playlist will still be listed there. I'm not going to leave you in the dark. We're going to continue on with some Canadian music now. A bit of a throwback all the way back to 2006, but an absolute Trail Mix classic. I think I've played this every single year of Trail Mix. Joel Plaskett, Emergency here, Nowhere With You.
Hey, good looking, why the frown? You always look better when it's upside down. You say you got nowhere that you go into. Can I go nowhere with you?
I think I told you, baby, you're the one that I've been thinking of. what I ought to tell you when it's said and done, that you're never gonna get my love.
Remember when I held you tight and you couldn't get enough? It doesn't matter what I said that night, 'cause you're never gonna get my love. And you say that you see change in me, and you say that you got faith. You never take me alive. Remember when you said to me, you wanna tie me up? It doesn't matter what you do to me, you know you're never gonna get my love. And I could use you every now and then, like a baseball glove. And I will probably pick you up again, but you're never gonna get my love. Take a trumpet, man. You gave me, no, and I'm sorry that I'm not the man but that you thought I was. And you can cry and you can reprimand me, but you're never gonna get my love.
Said I'm sorry that I'm not the man that you clearly thought I was. And you can cry and you can hold my hand, yeah, but you're never gonna get mine, never gonna get mine, never gonna get my love.
Noah Reed, Never Gonna Get My Love. And you're listening to Trail Mix on CFRC 101.9 FM. I have a bone to pick with you, Mr. Noah Reed. Number one, Come Back to Me. That would be great if you came back to us. I know that you just had a child. I know that you just had a child. Well, not just, actually. I think it was a few years ago now. But your last album was released in 2022. Now, if we look at the date, Mr. Reed, it's going to be 2025, actually. So that new album, I'd love it. I'd love some more new music from you. Second, you're going on this tour very soon. You just did a little bit of a tour, you know, a couple dates. You did a date in Quebec at Mont Tremblant, I think. You're doing a date at Jackson Triggs. Now, I can't afford either of those destinations, but you know what? I can afford a little Toronto show. And you have an entire tour lined up, North American tour. I say North American, but really, it's just American. Where are the Canadian dates, Noah Reed? Toronto boy from Toronto, where's the Toronto date? I have a bone to pick with you, Mr. Noah Reed. And if anyone has any intel maybe on why there's the absence of that Toronto date, and don't tell me it's because he just played at Jackson Triggs. I don't want to go to Jackson Triggs. Okay? I don't want to go to Mont Tremblant. I don't ski. So if anyone could let me know if Noah Reed's doing a Toronto show maybe, and it's just like secret information. Obviously, we'll keep this in between us too. I'm just kidding. I love Noah Reed. You should too. Canadian artist. If you don't know who it is, then this entire section of me ranting will have been quite awkward. And I'm just realizing how awkward it is if you don't know who Noah Reed is. So I'm going to move on, actually. I'm going to move on very swiftly by Wilder Woods here. This is Maestro.
Say you love, but you leave it. Say you're here, but you're gone. We're feeling so good, just the way that we do when it's 9 in the afternoon.
At the Disco, 9 in the afternoon. And you're listening to Trail Mix on CFRC 101.9 FM. I have been in online fandom spaces since basically as long as I can remember, for TV shows, movies, different online influencers, creators, for lots and lots of musicians and bands. And I was scrolling on my Twitter. I'm not calling it X. I was scrolling on my Twitter homepage the other day, and there was a series of about 10 tweets all in a row about sort of four or five different things. And every single video or picture posted in these tweets, or just that they were talking about it, was an event or concert that I specifically had been to. And I, you know, I go to a lot of things, but I don't go to like every date of a tour most of the time. And these videos were specifically from places that I had been, like My Chemical Romance Toronto or 21 Pilots London Night One specifically. And it was so fascinating to see these people who you don't know talking about this thing that you had seen in real time, in real life. And it is so bewildering. And the thing that I got out of it most was just, I love being a fan of things. I love being a nerd. I love nerding out. I love geeking out. There's this trend on TikTok right now that I vaguely know of because I don't have TikTok, but it's like, you just need to nerd out. And it's people posting all their interests. And I love that. I love when people just have like interests, and the nicher, the better. Nicher is not a word. The more niche, the better. And I don't know, musicians, bands, TV shows. I love to nerd out. I love to geek out. And I love being in fandom spaces and having shared interests with people and being a weird emo freak, basically. I love it. Everyone should nerd out more. We're going to continue on with another older song that is sort of Panic of the Disco's Pretty Odd adjacent in my mind. And it's, the original album is from 2009, but they released a deluxe edition of the album last year, and I had rediscovered it last year, and I absolutely love it. Monsters of Folk here. Whole lot of losing.
Well, I got a lot, Lord, I got a lot of lose. Friends and heroes packing up and moving. One of these days I'll be left with nothing but memories and no time. So I better get, yeah, I better get accustomed. Cause I got a lot, Lord, I got a lot of losing. Bye, 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 bye. Well,
Leith Ross, that's I Can See the Future. And you're listening to Trail Mix on CFRC 101.9 FM. This brings us to not only the end of this week's Trail Mix, but also the end of Trail Mix 2025. That's right, season 4 of Trail Mix is now almost complete. But don't worry, I am not going anywhere. Wednesdays at 6, I will be back next week, just under a new name. That's right, Sky's the Limit is back. Sky's the Limit is my year-long non-summer show where me and my co-host, Abby Boatwright, who will be joining me less this year, but will still be an integral part of Sky's the Limit, we, you know, sort of take the weather or the time of year and morph that into a genre of music or a style of music, or just, you know, how does a very crisp week in fall make us feel? How does, you know, the winter solstice make us feel? We had some great shows based around holidays. We had a lot of Valentine's music. We had some New Year's music. It's like trail mix, basically, but year long. Instead of summer music, we get a whole bunch of different genres. We also do genre-specific shows. It's basically whatever, you know, we're feeling. The sky's the limit. See how I brought that back? Anyways, we'll be back next week, Wednesday at 6 p.m., just under a new name, and me, and most of the time, my lovely co-host, Abby Boatwright. But this is the end of Trail Mix for this summer. It has been so much fun. Trail Mix is one of my favorite things in the entire world. Long live Trail Mix. And I was trying to think of a song to finish off this year with. Now, in terms of summery albums this summer, not too many new albums came out at the beginning of the summer where I really was able to form a connection to them and soundtracked my summer. I will say the one album that did do that was the new Lorde album. Absolutely adore it. Now, I've played most of the songs off of this album already, but there is one song that I have not played. And what better song to finish off Trail Mix with? So long live Trail Mix. Trail Mix forever. Lorde here with If She Could See Me Now.
In the city, I hear the voices of the ancients. They're calling for us. Hear their horses running up Prince Street. 'Cause I'm a mystic. I swim in waters that would drown so many other bitches. Got me lifted, feeling so gifted. In the gym, I'm exercising all my demons, make them keep riding. Yesterday, I lifted your body weight. Pick a song and listen to it till it's just a piece of music and everything else falls away. Finds another starlet, another camera, another red carpet. As for me, I'm going back to the clay. You can tell them I went crazy. If that's what this is, then I guess I'll take it. Up in the pain, not the synthesizer. The bodies move like the spirits inside of me.
Quilt is a literary publication for and by undergraduate students here at Queen's.